The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, turn my mic on. That would help. We're in a brand new studio today. A couple of glitches here and there, but we apologize.
I tweeted out a photo.
Nothing major. Oh, cool.
I put a photo of the room out there.
It's a beautiful, beautiful place, a beautiful part of our city. A lot more going on than the dump we used to be in.
We used to be kind of in a neighborhood.
Well, the neighborhood. Yeah. I'm not bitching about the people who live in the neighborhood. That's them. I'm talking about just that dump we worked in.
Oh yeah.
Now this is a brand new office building, brand new studios, really really nice. Puss, they locked Puss out of his office. Except the problem with that is now he's in here.
I think that's the highlight of the day so far.
That is the highlight.
Now, consequently, he's not able to download the podcast segments.
Right.
On time, they will be coming.
They'll
up.
Get there eventually when we battering ram the door open.
Right. Craig's got some great audio because School Boards is featuring School Boards in non-COVID times and this isn't about COVID, this piece of audio coming up. But even before Trump era, School Boards were always the harbor, just idiots.
Yeah, bombarded people mad that they're teaching idiots. Kids about dinosaurs.
Yeah, teaching kids about dinosaurs or even saying wear rubber and when you have sex. I mean, anything like that. They show up and they get pissed. And you look at the crowd. They just get pissed. Well, this lady is the best.
This is Cara Bell. She spoke during the community participation portion of a suburban Austin, Texas school board meeting.
Texas. There you go.
She was complaining about the book Out of Darkness by Ashley Hope Perez in middle school libraries. She went into graphic detail when quoting a passage from the book about, well, I guess we'll just say sex here. You'll catch the rest of it.
Cara Bell.
For the boys, a Mexican is a Mexican is a Mexican. Take her out back, we boys figured, then hand on the put it in her coin box, put it in her cornhole, grab a hold of that braid, rub that calico. You can find that on page 39.
Thank you.
Of the book called Out of Darkness, which you can find at Hudson Bend Middle School and Bee Cave Middle School.
Oh. A little bit more here from Kara.
Not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. It means to have anal sex.
Keep it going, Craig.
And then here we go.
I do not want my children to learn about anal sex in middle school. I've never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
Once they allow you back in your room, Puss, I want that on a hotkey where she just says, I don't want to have anal sex. I never had anal sex. I want that bit. Because I will play that a lot.
I think she's protesting too much.
Yep. I think so, too. And I'd like to have anal sex. I don't want to have it. Oh, no. Yeah, how about you?
You said that.
I said all that. That did not stick to the tape.
Oh, it did.
She's the best. She had to Google cornhole.
You do have to, though.
Now, if you Googled it, what's it say?
The game she's got in her backyard.
I sincerely doubt that it says.
I don't
know. You have to go to Urban Dictionary to find out the butt stuff part, or just a regular cornhole Google.
I'm sure.
And
Urban
she said
Dictionary.
Wikipedia.
Oh, really?
Didn't she say that in the thing?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Not gonna lie, I had to Google cornhole because I have the game in the back of my yard. But according to Wikipedia, cornhole is a sexualist slang vulgarism for anus. It means to have anal sex.
Please, help yourself to anything in my cornhole.
Blair, the clip where she says, I don't want to have it. I don't know what, I just don't want it, but it might feel okay. Tell her that one.
I do not want my children to learn about anal sex.
I'm not playing that part.
In middle school. I have never had anal sex. I don't want to have anal sex. I don't want my kids having anal sex. I want you to start focusing on education and not public health.
She should play that. Yeah. Catholic Church should play that.
I don't know that book, but I don't think it gives you instructions.
What is the book? Did anybody Google that?
About anal sex.
That's in a middle school, the book about cornhole. And by the way, the first clip you played sounds like she was talking about grabbing boobs and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, lower.
I
heard the
The word that she was lopping off was our producer.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Big puss.
Sounds like a decent book.
Sounds like, you might take it to the old school forum.
I just hear that, and I think, man, somewhere there is a husband that just hates his life.
Because he's not getting butt sex.
Right. I'm surprised he wasn't sitting in the crowd. She's like, I don't want to have anal sex. Like, I know. I know.
Well, and if she,
he yells at, I know. Stop saying it.
I stopped asking years ago. We're all aware.
But if she, you told the town.
But her,
it was just me and a couple buddies. Now you tell the town.
Her general attitude just seems like she would just be a horrible person to be around. Like
well, of course she is.
He has been miserable for 25 years.
Yeah, and straighten that out, though.
Butt sex.
Yeah, a little butt sex. Changes her tune. And she's going to want every junior high kid to learn about butt sex and how to do it right.
Maybe they do need to know. Well, if you want to decrease middle school pregnancies, that's a good way.
Butt sex. Yep, you get that right here.
Yep.
Nobody fix a lot of things.
Got pregnant going through the cornhole.
I love their dudes. Kara, Miss Bell, shut her mic off. They did eventually.
They did eventually cut her mic. And she,
you're getting me hot.
She continued to yell into the off mic just for the room.
I don't care about butt sex. I don't want butt sex. I might think about it if you offer it the right way. Does it hurt? It'd be funny if she keeps doing that.
Keep going, man. It's all sticking. The tape is still running.
How do you actually do it? Is it, she keeps going, does it hurt? Do you need lube? Right. I don't care about it. We shouldn't learn about it.
I Googled it, and I found a lot of videos.
Cornhole.
Yeah, I can't find any of those videos right now. Another thing they got to fix as soon as they unlock Puss's studio. They got to give us access to some websites. Porn.
Yeah. Take off the porn filter, damn it.
Yep.
Let's make that higher on the list.
Yeah. We can't even get into like Mr. Skin.
No.
We're locked out of Mr. Skin right now.
That's two great clips. The
cornhole
clip.
We're probably talking to him next week.
And the guy thinking the Vikings won.
Yeah.
The homer call. Two great clips this morning, Craig. Good job.
Well. Yeah. We need it.
I don't want it in my butt. I don't want it in my butt. I don't want it in my butt. That's just how she's been.
You never say that.
And that dude, not only is he not getting that, his wife's now like a national story.
I know. Hey, I heard, I saw your wife on the news. Yeah, no butt, huh? Nope.
All right.
She told the world that I don't get it.
Yeah. Have you not even tried it?
I don't want my kids having butt sex. I don't think you want think you want your daughter. Right, yeah, your son, go for it. I hate to be that guy, but you know what?
But you were.
We are that guy.
Right there.
All guys are that guy. Yeah.
But again, no pregnancies.
None.
Well, that's true too. Yeah. I want to get more detail about that too. I think you're still pretty close to the one that has the babies.
So it's a completely different set of tubes.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You got that right.
Look who passed anatomy.
Right? He stayed in health class. We were taught that.
It's an effective form of birth control.
Should work, huh?
What school was that? Oh, it's a Texas school.
Good idea to work.
Small town Texas? Or
Austin.
Near Austin.
And it was a middle school, too.
By the way, that could happen anywhere. Even a big city, somebody can walk in and say, I don't want to have butt sex. I don't want butt sex.
They might.
I love it. Somebody before and after her is like, the parking situation sucks, and it takes a long time to drop my kid off. And she's like, no butt sex.
And then the person after her had to go, you're right.
It was refreshing to hear someone not bitching about masks, though.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I'm guessing she's an anti-masker, too. Well,
she's anti-everything.
Right.
She's horrible.
Right. Don't even look at my butt.
What's she look like? Anybody got an audio video of that?
I saw the video, yeah. Okay. She was
Karen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, typical Karen.
I was telling these guys earlier, Nick, that I was in Lawrence. You probably saw my original tweet. I saw the Westboro Baptists were down there. I'm guessing it was them. Short drive for them and somewhere in Kansas, obviously. Mm-hmm. They drive they do like the 100-mile tour. If they can go protest something 100 miles away from, where are they from, Topeka?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Topeka's
based
right
in Topeka.
Yeah, Topeka's right up the road from Lawrence, obviously. So we're walking to the game, and I saw I could see from a distance there's some anti-homo signs hanging, people holding them. There's only about three or four protesters out there. Like three guys in cargo shorts with big guts and baseball caps and a couple women standing there. And one of them said, God hates pride sinners, so he obviously hates gays. But the one of them had, God hates trannies, excuse me.
Not trainees.
He doesn't hate trains.
Trainees?
God hates trains? I'm thinking I was going to say. I just said
Jesus
that.
Would be a very God opposed
trainees?
To trains.
Yeah, God likes trains. Trannies. But hate was spelled H with the number 8 and then an S. And there were two cops watching them, so nobody would beat their ass. And I couldn't take it. I was just so mad. I'm like, you. And we walked past. So the God hates trannies guy looked at me, and I just flipped them off and shook my head, kept going.
Yeah, it seems they
You don't have to engage.
Right.
No, I could not go.
You should have showed him your vagina.
That was what I was going to put on the Twitter. That's what I was going to put on Twitter. Then I showed him my vagina, but then we noticed when you write stuff out physically on social media, people don't get the joke. It's easier to say, I flipped them off than showed him my vagina. Then we all get the joke. If I say that, then the left's mad at me. Well, why are you saying you got a vagina? You know?
Right. Yeah.
Right. Why is that funny?
Yeah, exactly. Why is that funny? We know why it's funny if you say it and you don't type it.
It's funny because he doesn't have one.
Right. That's it. That's right. Because the guy hates trannies, so if I had a vagina, he would hate me.
And that group seems like they've been their range has been severely limited.
Well, remember he died, the old man died, and their range has been really limited. They should drive to Omaha, which is 3 hours away,
They showed up at the Foo Fighters show in Kansas City.
I remember years ago when they were really hating, when they were in the late '90s, they actually drove the whole way up, and there was a serviceman. Remember, because they were just protesting people dying in the war.
Yeah.
Because we support gays in U.S.
Yep, that's what caused it.
So heroes were dying. I know they like one of the first guys that died. Was way back east somewhere in the war, and they went to his funeral.
Yeah.
I mean, so they used to travel a lot. Now they go, it's Topeka, it's Lawrence this weekend. Yeah, it's 20 miles. I can make it.
Yeah, it's pretty much like central and eastern Kansas. Yeah. I don't think they even go to western Kansas.
That's why those jackasses.
They can only afford one tank of gas. Right.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is the most pub they've had in a long time.
Right.
They have been irrelevant for quite a while.
And I wouldn't even have said it unless I saw it. You know,
that Foo Fighters show made news a month ago because
they're playing dance music.
Yeah,
right?
the band dressed up as the DGs and rolled out in front of them before the game or before the show.
Right.
It is odd that the homophobes want to let people know that all their thoughts are consumed by gay people.
I know.
Yeah.
That guy wants butt stuff.
Totally.
Yeah.
Who are you looking at?
The guy with the tranny sign.
Oh. I thought you were looking at Nick.
Yeah. The guy with the tranny sign. I don't like butt stuff. It was the other sign. And he said, well,
maybe.
I mean, I might.
I don't like butt stuff, ?
You'll be stunned to know that she was arrested earlier this year.
Oh, the butt stuff lady?
The Karen?
Yeah.
For cornhole?
No.
Disturbing the peace or something?
Refusing to wear a mask.
Ah!
She's a QAnon follower.
QAnon.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a total silver foil hat guy or chick.
Yeah.
So QAnon's like, doesn't like butt sex? There's got to be one of those Q people.
No,
like
it's
butt
just
sex.
Her.
Yeah.
QAnon loves butt sex.
You would think some of them do.
I
got a buddy of
odds
mine.
Odds are.
A guy I went to school with. He's apparently full blown QAnon. He was a freak. So I'm continuing. I'm guessing his butt sex is still kicking in. He's just a QAnon guy.
I think they would have been a little more noisy about it if they disapproved of butt sex.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Haven't heard a thing about him.
They probably called her and said, listen, you can stay in QAnon, but stop bitching about butt sex. We do that.
Right.
You're not helping anybody.
What did it ever do to you?
Don't knock it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, we are told that some people say that the best thing for a hangover is just to sweat it out.
Yeah,
that helps.
Done that.
That's what I had to do Sunday.
It is the best, but it's not the funnest. The funnest is just putting some vodka in your system.
I didn't even drink that much, but I drank a different kind of vodka. Yeah. So I think that's what gave you the hangover.
That it was probably half a bottle, right?
It was, half of the 750, which normally I can handle.
I know.
Just go out and mow the yard in the heat. That's what I always do.
No, I went out and golfed in the heat. And sometimes I like the hungover golf because you really can't think of anything but swing. That's the only thought you're capable of.
Yeah, last time I was with you and you were hungover golf and you blacked out for like seven holes and didn't. We're on 11?
Yeah.
And one of them was yours.
That was great.
He did.
You don't remember that?
That's the 10th green, but the 11th hole.
Yeah.
That was actually spoken. We're on 11?
Yeah.
That's
a hangover.
Gone.
Yeah.
Gone for like seven, eight holes. Yeah.
Sweating out a hangover, the hardest part, though, is to, will yourself to get to the point where you're sweating.
That's it.
And staying there long enough.
Right.
Yeah.
To sweat it out.
Yeah. Say, that's why I would mow the lawn.
Yeah, right.
Mow the lawn on a hot Saturday or Sunday morning.
And water. You got to drink a lot of water.
Which is not sweating it out, I guess, because people looked into what happens when you exercise with a hangover. Turns out most hangover symptoms are caused by dehydration.
Yeah.
So you're making it worse.
You're making it worse.
Yeah.
The consumption of alcohol, one of the quickest way to dehydrate the body. Dehydration while working out is a surefire way to get cramps and injury as the muscles tense and experience more strain than they're used to. Tears, strains, fractured bones can all stem from dehydration post-alcohol.
You're going to tell us not to drink?
No, I'm just letting you know. No, what I'm saying is
don't
work out.
Right.
Well, I don't work out.
Yeah, don't work out. Don't. Don't try to sweat it out.
No, I've golfed with a hangover and just been out. You're out, and I mean, golf is not a workout, especially if you're riding. So I have actually gotten through a hangover like Todd did. Todd and I were in Mesquite years ago with my dad golfing. It was really warm, and we were hungover from Vegas. And I remember not drinking on the course that day for about at least 10 holes, and I sweated it out. I did feel normal after a while. But I prefer just to have vodka, and then there's no hangover.
Exactly.
I mean,
you can drink water while you're sweating and like working out too.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
I think that time there earlier this summer when Todd blacked out for those holes, I think that's when the hangover actually kicked in.
Yeah, I've done that.
I think he was still.
I feel better early when you wake up.
I think you were still drunk for the first three or four.
Oh, we all done that.
Yeah, I may have been legally intoxicated.
That's the worst feeling in the world. To wake up and you go, hey, I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
And an hour later, you feel bad.
Then the hangover kicked in. He blacked out for seven or eight. And then it was, around 11, the fog lifted.
Right.
You're talking about mowing the lawn on the weekend. Somebody was mowing the lawn before 9 a.m. Like that, to me, like that seems like the appropriate time. You've got to be anything before 9.
Not 9. I agree with
well,
you.
The ridiculous. Huskers are kicking off.
Oh,
yeah, that's probably 11. What it was.
Yeah.
Got to get that done before the game.
Yeah. I've got one neighbor who will.
Another moral victory coming up. You got to watch
I've
that.
Got one neighbor who will consistently mow at like dusk or the sun has gone down and he's out mowing. Like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Well, he's got no butt sex in the house. I guarantee you.
We had a neighbor do that.
That's my guess. Right. Is that he just hates his family that much?
I'd rather do the night though. I think
I say his wife when I say butt sex.
I think anybody that mows before 9 on a weekend, anybody can hear that should be able to punch them in the face.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, 9. I'll give you 9. Yep. After 9, I think it's game on.
We had a neighbor once that started like, I think they just like got a new weed eater because it was like, it was like the loudest weed eater ever. It was like 10:30 at night. I'm like, this is hilarious.
Do any of your neighbors bitch about you think?
Oh, sure. I'm sure. I went to pee on the side of the house on what, Friday night or Saturday?
Yeah.
And then
did you plank?
No, I was standing up. I'm a pussy. But then I look across the street, like there's just like people hanging out in the driveway in the garage. I'm like, oh man, it's too late to stop now.
Oops.
Yeah.
I wish we could take a phone call, but I don't want an on-screen call.
No, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, Puss is locked out of his studio, so he can't screen call.
Right. It's not worth it, trust me. I've been answering those phones for a long time.
And I haven't.
Todd's very tempted.
I haven't changed the. Can you pick it up and ask it off the air?
The different phone in the different studio will not change the quality of the calls.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how to pick it up and put it on hold.
Okay.
They're all calling about butt stuff.
Yeah, well, this guy's.
That's exactly when the whole conversation is about butt stuff. You don't want to take an on-air call without screening.
No.
This guy's been.
I like butt stuff.
He's been letting it ring for almost 5 minutes.
He really likes butt stuff.
Don't do it.
You know, it's going to be, my wife doesn't like it either. It's going to be like that. That's the phone call you're about to hang up on.
What's one thing to not be into it? It's another thing to, like, announce that at the school board meeting.
That's it. Listen, I realize most people are not doing it. Maybe not at all. I get that. But, right, she announced it. Yeah, you told the whole school that I'm not getting any butt stuff. You told the whole town, and now you told the whole world. And I lied a lot about it. I said I was getting it once in a while.
I'm butt stuff Greg. It's gone.
That's gone.
I told the boys you were kind of a freak. Now you make a liar.
Yeah, you make a liar out of me. That sucks.
There's
man.
Some Greg at work today that is going to now be labeled butt stuff Greg because of you. All of his buddies are now going to call him butt stuff Greg.
I am butt stuff Greg. We are in a new studio, so I don't know if you can really tell that. Maybe a couple glitches here and there. But
one of us.
Including Bush can't get into it.
Oh, you guys are in a
new studio.
I was for a while.
All right. Come back. All right. She liked that glitch.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.